This is Twit.
John sent us a video. Now, John is a reporter, in Bozeman. So it's a little long, but I feel like it's worth it.
Let's enjoy.
Yes.
I have my cheese latte. I'm ready.
Okay, you have time.
Sit back and enjoy.
Hi there. I'm John Shearer. I'm a television reporter, and this is Yellowstone National Park. It's where I work 1 or 2 days a week. And
wow.
Yeah, that's a herd of bison right over there.
They're so jealous.
They just walked right up here. You can see some of the hoof prints right over here. I decided to let them kind of wander on their way. After all, they outweighed me by about 1,000 pounds each. This is off-grid territory. It's off-cell. There's no 4G. There's no cloud. There's no nothing out here. And, you know, even in places where the grid is not that far away, you can't just walk into a ranger station or even a visitor center and say, hey, I need an outlet and a desk right now. Where can I go? They'll just laugh at you. So most of the time, you're just working out of the front seat of the car anyway. So I'm intrigued by the iPad Pro when I hear about the computing power it has. And that could be useful to me. It could help me reduce the size of my kit.
Holy cow.
What I'd like to know about is the chance that Apple may port some version of Final Cut Pro, which is what I added on. I'd love to see a Final Cut version that has at least 3 video channels and at least 3 audio channels. A few more would be great, but, you know, that could be gotten away with. And the USB-C port, I think, offers a lot of promise. I already have all the USB-C adapters for the MacBook Pro, and I'd love to be able to plug some of those in, read cards, of course, but also be able to access a hard drive, which would include some keyboard shortcuts, because I do use the keyboard shortcuts. And, it doesn't necessarily have to run off of a keyboard. Maybe if there's a touch equivalent, that would be fine. Touchscreen interface is fine, though I would probably use the Apple Pencil, because when I'm trying to look at video on the screen, I don't want my fingers smudging up the screen all of the time. I would also have to have some version of compressor on there as well, because I have to export in specific formats.
Oh, and none of this, everything's in the cloud stuff. Out here, you need physical connections, because there really isn't anything else.
So that's what I'm interested in finding. That would make life for me here in the park a little bit easier. I'd like to find out what you know about it.
Yeah, I mean, there are other editing programs you might want to take a look at. I think iMovie does a lot of what you want. He wants 3 audio tracks. He wants 3 or more video tracks. I think he could probably do that in iMovie.
What about LumaFusion?
That's the one I was going to suggest.
Yeah, iMovie is fine for me. But I put out on Twitter if anybody uses LumaFusion and how it compares to Final Cut Pro. There's apparently a couple people, Jonathan Morrison and Christopher Lawley, who are, they have YouTube channels and they do everything on the iPad and they, you know, write all about the iPad. Renee Ritchie has talked about it. He has not found any, he does not think that LumaFusion or iMovie, he said iMovie is easier to use, and faster. LumaFusion is not powerful enough.
Really? I'm surprised he says that. It does do the things that John wanted. It does do. It does multiple tracks. In fact, you can see I'm doing timeline editing on LumaFusion right here. It also has audio tracks, transitions. For news, for what we used to call in the news business, A-B cutting, I think it's fine, and that's what he was doing in his video. By the way, nice job, John. I appreciate that. I think LumaFusion is actually a pretty good choice. I'm surprised that Renee said it doesn't do. It isn't Final Cut, and the really the tough one's going to be for you is this compressor issue. Compressor is the program that's used by Final Cut to export video, and you're absolutely right. This is not going to give you a variety of choices. In fact, What it offers you when you say export is merely a variety of cloud services. Let's see if we can get different formats out of here. We can get project settings, which actually I think this is going to be nice for a few of the things you want to do. You can choose the aspect ratio, and you're on TV, so probably you're going to choose something more like 4:3 than 16:9, that kind of thing. Frame rate as well. But I don't see anything to say, hey, I want to export this in MP5 instead of MP4 or that kind of thing. You notice it does work with a lot of external sources, including Western Digital drives. So you can, if you had a Western Digital drive that had a Wi-Fi connection, you could bring in assets that way. Maybe your lower thirds or your channel ID, that kind of stuff. It does have titles, transitions. You can bring in music from iTunes. I'm not sure what Gnarbox is. It sounds like it's probably like the Western Digital Wi-Fi drive, just another source for content. That's LumaFusion. The other one that probably is not what you want is MuseMage, which is really designed to kind of automate the process, which I think probably is not for you exactly what you're going to want. This is kind of more of a simple editor, but it is an interesting touch on there. I would look at MuseMage, LumaFusion, and maybe even iMovie will do the stuff you want. It's the exporting that you're going to be, I think, a little disappointed in all three cases. And I don't think that that's really because of the apps as much as the limitations of the iPad. This thing is more than fast enough to do some of the things Compressor does. But you're not going to get ProRes out of this. You're probably not going to get, you know, a variety of different codecs. It's going to be the native iPad codecs, and that's it.
Yeah, I think that once we see what Photoshop, the real Photoshop on the iPad looks like, I think that might be able, they'll be able to tell what the future's going to bring.
Yeah, well, a question was, is Adobe going to ever put Premiere on there? And I would think Apple before Adobe. I mean, Apple should, but this is where it's kind of a funny thing. I'm not convinced, well, we've talked a lot about whether Apple is going to replace Macintosh with iOS and iPad. And in order to, if they did do that, they would have to, absolutely have to, put things like Final Cut out. Photoshop would have to come out. I don't, Adobe's not going to put Premiere on the iPad Pro. So really it's going to be up to Apple, I think, to put Final Cut. When you see Xcode and Final Cut on an iPad, then you know Apple's beginning the transition, to replacing, Macintosh with iPad. There is a new project that's come out from Adobe that is in early stages that maybe is intended to be Premiere. And you see, I have it also. I have all of them. This is Adobe's Rush. And this is intended to be a video editor in the cloud. That's why I don't mention it, because he said, I don't have cloud connectivity. The idea of Rush is it's all about online. It's going to have more capabilities, perhaps. But if you don't have connectivity, it's not going to be much help to you. So, yeah, I think really you're probably going to want to get a laptop. I hate to say it, John, but that's probably the best way to do it.
For now.
For now. Until Apple puts, at some point, I think Apple has to put Final Cut on an iPad. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're not going to take the iPad seriously as a creation device.